The kitchen smelt of burnt toast and spilt coffee. She sat at the table, glassy-eyed, staring a teaspoon through a half-empty cup of instant coffee that no longer mattered. One child screamed because the toast was cut wrong. Another had dumped their cereal on the floor in protest. The dog, predictably, was chewing on something it shouldn't. She lifted the whiskey bottle from the counter, her hand shaking, and poured herself a measure, the amber liquid catching the weak morning light. She didn't even bother pretending it was for calm. It was survival. Outside, the world carried on, school buses honking, neighbours chatting, the hum of life that felt impossibly loud in her skull. She took a long swallow, letting the warmth travel down. Maybe it was enough to make her smile when the toddler smeared jam across the kitchen wall or when the teenager yelled about missing socks. The dog barked. The baby cried. And she sipped again. Some mornings, she thought, were about holding on. And some mornings were about letting go. Today she chose to hold the glass.